Not standing here as to claim Chas V'Shalom that I am a Talmud of his. I'm just somebody that sat in the back of a room for a good few years listening every Thursday night to Rav Moshe Shapiro had to offer his insights on the Parsha for 8-9 years. But I want to say over, taking this opportunity since it's his first Yortzeit today, I want to say over his Shtickel Torah on Asar B'Teves, from at least what I understood from his from what he spoke about. So Asar B'Teves, as we know, the Pasuk in Zechariah is one of the four of the Tzomos of the year, dealing with Chorban and Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk in Yechezkel tells us specifically, describing to us what happened on Asar B'Teves. Pasuk says, "Betzayim azeh samach melech bavel Yerushalayim," and he besieged Yerushalayim. And as the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tanios, Parak Hei Halacha Beis, that he brought Yerushalayim b'matzor matzok. He uses an interesting lashon, b'matzor matzok, which means he sieged it and he put it into a crisis situation, b'matzor matzok. So the question that Rav Moshe asked, Why we have a fast day today of all days? Meaning we're already fasting two other fast days, Shavasar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, are ready for the Churban twice already. So why do we need to have this fast? What really happened? What are we mourning at the end of the day? And he used to give a mashal. He would say that if somebody was, Rachman al-Islan got sick and was nifter, a relative, and the person was remembering that relative or mourning their loss, he would mourn the loss when the person died. He wouldn't mourn the loss when he first got sick or when there was a prognosis. He would mourn the loss after the relative. So what are we doing over here, mourning a loss of the siege of Yerushalayim? So he says it can't be that what we're doing today, fasting today, is mourning the loss of the Churban HaBayis. It has to be something deeper than that. So really, the Chazal tell us that really we should be mourning for 3 days. This is not the first day we should be mourning. Really, we should be mourning on Ches, Tes, and Yud. Why? Because on Ches Teves, as we'll soon see, I'll embellish a little bit, that the Torah was translated into Yevanis. On Tes was the death of Ezra, the last of the Nevi'im, and on Yud was the siege of Yerushalayim, as the Psukim talk about and as the Rambam tells us. And they all happened in different time periods. They didn't happen right after each other. It was all different time periods. But the main tragedy, Moshe said, was this translation of the Torah. And ultimately, this is what led everything else to occur. The question is why. So we quoted the Maseches Sofrim that tells us that the day that the Torah was translated into Greek was a day that was Kashal Yisrael Kiyom Shanasa Bo Ego. It was a day that was just as bad as the day that Klal Yisrael did the Cheta Ego. Why? What does that mean? What does it mean that the day is like the day of the Cheta Ego? What happened? So what happened on the day that the Torah, Tamay HaMelech, asked the Chachamim to go and translate the Torah into Greek, was the day that Rav Moshe would describe as the day where the Torah was compromised. The Torah was cheapened. The Torah was b'matzor matzok. It was sieged. It was a time that Klal Yisrael before that had the relationship to the Torah, and as we say in English, we say that something gets lost in translation. You lose something, you lose it in translation. And that's exactly what happened. The Torah was translated, and what we had, the relationship that we had of old, was diminished. It was diminished. And the Torah itself was cheapened. Because what you get in the Lashon of the Torah, Lashon HaKodesh, is not something that you can get once it's translated into a different language. As the Pasuk tells us, Yafta Elokim LeYefes V'yishkon Ba'alei Shem, that Yefes has a makom in Torah, as we know from the Gemara Megillah, that it could be translated into Yevanis and still have the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah. However, there is a beauty to Yavan. There is a beauty to have the language translate, or the language itself of Yavan is beautiful. However, it's a false sense of beauty. The Torah itself can look beautiful when it's translated into Greek, but it's not the real Torah. As a quote, Rabbi Ifra spoke last week, I think it was, quoting the Mesillas Yerushalmim in Parak Gimel, that says there are two types of darkness, or two types of choshech. We're speaking about Hanukkah, the two types of choshech. There's choshech where you can't see something because it's the absence of light. And then there's a different light that will skew your vision. You might see, so you'll see what you think is a person, it's really a pillar. It's a pillar, it's really a person. It's a light that's inappropriate for the time, and it skews our vision. And that's what the translation of the Torah into Yavan, which is again the beginning of all of what we're fasting for today, is that cheapening, the diminishing of the Torah, seeing the Torah on a superficial level, seeing the Torah as what the naked eye would say was beautiful, but it's real. That's not beauty. It's much, much deeper than that. And that's why the Chazal give the mashal of the Chet HaEgel the same day that the Torah was translated, because the Chet HaEgel is also that we were diminished. We were supposed to have Zocha to the Luchos Rishonos, which was a tremendous clarity, as Gemara Megillah also describes, and the Luchos themselves. And then we were given the Luchos Shnios, so it was a diminishing of our ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was one aspect of the loss that we're mourning today. Second was the loss of the Navi, of Ezra, the last of the Nevi'im. And that's a loss of our direct connection to Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to this world and gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe in turn gave it to the other leaders, the Nevi'im. And the Nevi'im were there, they were the Hemshech, they were the continuation of Torah Misinai. And that was also lost. So with the loss of Ezra, we lost that Chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we once had. These are all three of these things, really, Moshe would say, the common denominator of everything that we had is everything was diminished. Everything that we had and we cherished was all diminished. The Chazal tell us that the rice of the Kudshabrich of Yisrael Chadhu, that the Torah, Bnei Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu are all one. And Moshe would say that this is Chazal, all these three things were lost. All these three things lost. The Torah was lost, as we just described, because it was translated into Yavanis. That brought the matzor matzok. It was that the Torah was now diminished, didn't have the ability to be mitpashet, to spread out to the Jews like we wanted it to have, and it was diminished. It was sieged, and it was also cheapened. Bnei Yisrael, we lost the nevuah. The level that we had, the kesher we had, the chibur we had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was severed, and that was also diminished us. As well, last HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When Yerushalayim is sieged, right? So as the Chazal tell us, that the Shekhinah went into Golas with Klal Yisrael. So, as the Gemara Brachos describes, so when Yerushalayim was sieged on Yud, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself also being, Kiviyachah, being diminished. So we see here is that Asara B'Teves is not a commemoration of a churban of the churban and bias itself. It's not at all what the point is. It's not like Shavuos Batamas. It's not like Tisha B'Av. It's something much different. It's a remembrance, trying to remember and trying to inculcate into ourselves the loss of the Moshe would always call the Tzuras HaAdam, how we really are supposed to be. The connection of the guf and the neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was totally diminished. The Avudraham, the Beis Yosef quotes, and Rav Moshe also says very often, the Avudraham tells us that if it doesn't fall out in the calendar anymore, it doesn't fall out, but if it would, that Asar B'Tevis would fall out on Shabbos, so it would be Docha Shabbos, much like Yom Kippur, right? Why? What's so great about Asar B'Teves that would go and be able to override Shabbos, where we would fast on Shabbos? If it would fall out on Shabbos, it doesn't, but if it would fall on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. Why? So he said that Shabbos is called the Nachla B'li Mitzarim. Shabbos is called, their inheritance, that's boundless. That's boundless Kedusha. We can gain so much for a, we can gain so much Kedusha if we kept Shabbos correctly. And of Sarbet Teves is remembering that we're in a situation in Galus where we're being diminished. So since, unfortunately, we're in that situation, so even Shabbos, which technically has the ability to be mitpashet ourselves and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since we're in the Galus, so then you have to remember that, no, we're in the state of being diminished, and that's why he wanted to explain, that was the Pshat and the Vujraham, why it is that that Shabbos would have to be take a second place to Asar B'Tavis. So the time, what we're doing today is remembering this idea of being Klal Yisrael collectively being the matzor matzok, and it's not just a day of remembering that there were bad people that went and sieged Yerushalayim, and therefore we no longer have the Yerushalayim of old. It's much, much more than that. It starts with the Torah being diminished and ourselves not realizing, not connecting to the Torah in its depth that we really could tap into, everybody on their own level. And that was what the Chet HaEgel was as well. The Chet HaEgel was this idea that we didn't realize our potential, we didn't realize how far we can get, and thus we were not Zocha to Luchos Rishonos anymore. We had to, quote unquote, settle for the Luchos Shnios. We're plunged into that Choshech. So I think today, as a culmination of Ches, Tes, and Yud, which are all days of introspection, which are technically really should have been fasting on all of these 3 days, is an incumbent upon us, in the last few hours that we have left in the day, is to try to look into ourselves and see into ourselves, well, how did we cheapen ourselves in our lifetime? How are we not fulfilling our Tzuras Adam, the image of God that we're supposed to be in, to try to make that chibur between the Shemayim and the Aretz? Where are we lacking in our own personal lives? And I think if we look at that and take maybe one little thing upon ourselves, I mean, we're not fasting for nothing. If we're fasting, might as well gain something from it, is to look into ourselves and see how can I, even if I'm not going to be necessarily on the level to connect to the Torah as it should be, and I don't think anybody in this room can, you know, say for themselves that they are able to connect as we really should be. So we all have what to work on. But even if we don't able to connect at all to that aspect of Limud HaTorah, but there's something about the yearning to get to that level, which the Moshe also very much praised and tried to inculcate into Klal Yisrael, is to at least yearn to know that there is a level out there that we can all get to, even if we're not there now. So that's my bracha, that we should take the next few hours that we have left of this tzom, and as the psukim tell us, that it should turn into days of simcha, but those days of simcha will come when we each try to gain, to reach that level of Tzuras Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be in.